sound like we're getting some people that are against it now. We were supposed to be on neither for and against, but we'll take anybody against it or neither for or against it if there's anybody else. Yes, ma'am.
Representative Weaver and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name is Emily Lane, and I am the current chair of the Maine Lobster Promotion Council. I'm also vice president of sales for Calendar Islands Maine Lobster, a very innovative branding and marketing company that's actually owned by lobstermen. For the last 20 years, I worked as export sales and marketing manager for a variety of lobster companies. We've heard a lot of negativity today about the Maine Lobster Promotion Council. I acknowledge that there are shortcomings. I acknowledge that the board has had numerous discussions over the past 2 years regarding the structure and focus of the board. We have wrestled with our mission. We have wrestled with what to do with our money. And we've been limited many times by a lack of attendance. Currently, we are operating with a six-member board with 3 vacancies. We have been advertising. We have requested input from the MLA, from various zones, from private industry. We've reached out to GMRI. We've reached out to a number of different organizations throughout the state asking for participation. In 2008, when the lobster industry collapsed, the Maine Lobster Promotion Council's executive director came up with a great marketing plan to promote lobsters in the fall in Maine, and it worked. Last year, Dane was in Hong Kong, marketing Maine lobster with the use of chefs who were demoing various ways to use Maine lobster in the Asian market. He had brochures that were translated into Chinese. He had 3 different trade missions that he participated in. And all this was paid for totally by federal money. I have a few concerns about what's going on here. The fact that a notice of a hearing less than 24 hours prior to its occurrence is troubling. This does not give time for much needed public disclosure or discourse for significant change, which I admit, as do my fellow board members, that we need to have come. Our current board held 1 public forum and lengthy deliberations, including 2 meetings with the commissioner, regarding recommendations for restructuring and focus for the MLPC. In an email to Commissioner Olson, the board made recommendations which you've heard here today. Although there are some similarities between the current legislation and our recommendations, I have serious reservations about some of the proposed changes to the existing statute. The act to amend the Lobster Promotion Council clearly does not guarantee harvester representation, and that was something that we as a board discussed at length. Originally, we talked about a 21-member board. Then we went to a 15-member board. And finally, we all agreed upon a 9-member board because it seemed to be very cumbersome otherwise. The council voiced at least 1 harvester should be on the board to represent the industry at large. After all, the lobster industry contributes, as you heard, about 75% to the council's financial support. Another troubling change is the elimination of the review and recommendation of nominations to the board by the Lobster Advisory Council. It is important for continuity among industry as administrations and commissioners change. If the Advisory Council is important enough to be in the yearly reporting process, they should also be included in the nominating process. Finally, the addition of the commissioner as a voting member should be closely scrutinized. Not only does the commissioner, in this case, in this proposal, handpick the committee, he also influences policy. And I think that that needs to be taken a look at. In closing, I would like to recommend that you think about this thoughtfully and carefully, that you don't rush to judgment for something that can be a great driving force for the industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions? Thank you, Ms. Lane. That was right over there. Representative Knapp.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your volunteer service on the council. And it's kind of on your workings of the council. We got this packet. Mm-hmm. And previously, we have just seen a one-line item on the budget. As chairman, do you get a breakdown of your budget?
Okay. I do.
All right. I think we have requested that on this committee, but I don't think we've seen
well,
it
then
yet.
You certainly will. I mean, that's done?
All right.
Okay. Yes. I see details, and we discuss on financials, we discuss details.
All right. Thank you.
On a monthly basis.
Thank you.
And I will tell you that the expenditures, I believe, are less in terms of administration than they were 10 years ago.
Thank you very much for being here at short notice and testifying. Ask the same question that I asked of Clive Farron before. I think it was Clive that I asked. Do you have any thoughts about, I mean, I know it's our job to sort of maybe come up with a framework for moving forward on this if we don't do something today, but do you have any vision of what it might take to get us to where some of these good ideas could actually be put in place?
Be put into place.
With support and good thought behind them?
I think you need more public discourse. I think you need to hold more public hearings to really bring these ideas. I mean, the commissioner talks about how he's talked with all the industry. Yes, in groups, but maybe there should be some sort of public discourse where you have people come and actually join together all segments of the industry to have public discourse.
Thank you.
Representative Chapman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony. A quick question. Could you comment on the relationship of an organization that both regulates and promotes? Is that an issue for you? Is that a matter of concern?
You know, there has always been a discussion, an ongoing discussion by the council, members of the board, you know, for the whole regulatory side. I mean, it's always been seen that the DMR, even though DMR was charged with promotion, that they have become much more regulatory and the promotion council has become much more of the promotional side. And the feeling is that you can't do both. That has been the general sentiment for quite some time.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mrs. Lane?
I think this may be an unfair question, but is it your view that the money that is spent by the promotional council is well spent serving the needs of the Maine lobster industry?
I think in view of, yes, I do. I think it's, you know, we have talked about the fact that there are ways to tweak it. I think that in the last year, Dane has gone out to try to find other sources of money to fund other projects so we can spend, you know, can try to broaden our focus in terms of marketing.
Anyone else have any other questions?
Just a real quick.
Yes, sir.
Representative Cougar.
This time it's not me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for the benefit of the committee, I've known you for
40 years.
Okay. You have to say it. No,
when you
but
were a baby.
But that's right, when we were both little children.
That's right.
But I just wanted to establish that you've been in the seafood industry for a very, very long time from a lot of different standpoints. I mean, I remember when you ran a processing facility on Vinyl Haven.
That's right.
And I just, for the committee's benefit, I just wanted them to understand that we do have some expertise and some experience and some serious love for the state of Maine on this, on the current council.
Thank you very much.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have one quick question, and that is that part of the issues, or part of the issue that we face, is communication.
That's right.
How does, or does, the Lobster Promotion Council communicate with the harvester?
This was one of the questions, one of the discussions that was brought up at our public forum that a lot of people in this room attended. We have tried to get the executive director goes out to zone meetings to talk about the council and what's going on. We also started a newsletter to all the harvesters, or to everyone in the industry, to inform the industry as to what's going on. We, by our own admission, say we have done a lousy job of communicating, and we need to communicate better. And so we're trying to reach out and to get more into print, to get more on, you know, in the papers and press to try to convey what we're doing.
Any more questions? Thank you, Mrs. Vaughn.
Thank you.
Anyone else have wish to testify, neither for nor against, or we're taking both sides against anybody?